Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Tuesday edition of the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean Carey here, and Steve will be there in just a skosh in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll be with you live till 5, and Sarah Bennick at the anchor desk this afternoon. She'll have our late-day news roundup at 5:06. On WKOK. You can reach us anytime by email. We've had a few emails come through in the past few days. Thanks so much. The address is stevejones@wkok.com. We're on social media as well. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle at stevejonespsu. Our website as well is stevejonesshow.com. If you miss any of our live shows here on WKOK, you can find 3 months worth of shows on the podcast page and podcast archive page as well. And you can also subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. Subscription numbers continue to go up. Listenership continues to go up, and we appreciate that very much. You can listen to our podcast on both iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, and Google Play. And when you subscribe, the shows go straight into your phone and tablet right the second when they're dropped each late day afternoon, Monday through Friday. And Steve will be after tonight's show, after our show here today. Tonight, he and the team will be, basketball team that is, heading to East Lansing. We'll have coverage of Penn State, Michigan State tomorrow. Be talking about that matchup and much more with Andrew Callahan from Lions 24/7, scheduled to join us later today. And checking our list of guests throughout the rest of the week, we're hoping to have on tomorrow. We'll talk a little NFL draft, why not? Joe Marino, who was at the Senior Bowl last weekend in Mobile, Alabama, he's a draft analyst for FanRag Sports. Scheduled to have him join us tomorrow. And on Thursday, we'll talk baseball with Scott Miller. He is the national Major League Baseball columnist for Bleacher Report. Bucknell head coach for Hoops, Nathan Davis, will be with us on Thursday as well. Tomorrow night, Bucknell will take on Army. You'll be able to hear that live on Eagle 107. Tomorrow night, airtime 6:30, tip-off at 7. And we're also keeping our fingers crossed for Friday, the legendary Green Bay Packer, Jerry Kramer. And hopefully on Saturday, Jerry will get the news that he will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So we hope to talk to Jerry on Friday. And, of course, on Friday as well, Steve's brother Kevin Jones will check in from Connecticut. And we'll also do our Super Bowl 52 predictions as we look forward to that very much. Also, we will have on the voice of Penn State Wrestling, Jeff Byers from the Penn State Sports Network. Get some wrestling talk in because this weekend, for sure, the epicenter of the wrestling universe will be dialed into Rec Hall. 1-2 on Saturday night as Penn State will take on Ohio State, the latest National Wrestling Coaches Association. USA Today team coaches poll was released earlier today. The Nittany Lions at number one. With 12 first-place votes, Ohio State at number 2 with 4 first-place votes. This past weekend, Penn State getting decisive wins over Minnesota and Rutgers. Ohio State with an easy time over Michigan State and Purdue. And of course, the big news on Sunday with the Penn State win over Rutgers, number 1 ranked Jason Nulph at 157 pounds suffered a knee injury. Coach Cale Sanderson last night on the Penn State Coaches Show on the Penn State Sports Network said that Nulph will be out for the rest of the dual meet season, so they're hoping that Jason will be back in time for the postseason. With Saturday's matchup against Ohio State, we can expect to see 17 wrestlers ranked in the top 20 by Intermat. For Penn State, little changed in the individual rankings over the past week. The big movement came with Nick Lee at 141 pounds. He had a major decision over number 10 Tommy Thorne of Minnesota. Rest of the Nittany Lions held steady. Actually, let's see. Lee is currently at number 6 in the country, Nick Lee, at 141. Dean Heil, the two-time national champ from Oklahoma State, is currently ranked at number 7. So we'll get more wrestling talk later this week from Jeff Byers. Looking forward to that very much. And our toll-free is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565, as we get in touch with you, and you can get in touch with us. We will take a quick break, and we hope after the break we'll have Steve in the Sunbury Motor Studio as we continue with you, just getting started on our Tuesday edition of the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And at WKOK.com, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Hey, we're coming to you from the lot at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf. We had to stop because up on their sign, it says 0% financing for 75 months. We had to check it out ourselves. I mean, it can't be right, but it is. Your interest rate will stay at 0% for 75 months. That's over 6 years. This incredible deal is on 2018 Kia Fortes, Optimus, Sportages, and Serranos. There's also no payments for 3 months. Now, that's the best value you're going to find anywhere. Plus, every Kia offers the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And they have the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, mid-sized SUV, and compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality, according to J.D. Power. The sign is true. 0% financing for up to 75 months. Come on, honk if you love it, too.
We want to see you in Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
We'll see you here at Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotorskia.com.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com. J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. See dealer for details.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Well, now, Cindy, I know I love the fact that Cindy, although she seemed like she was softening her stance a bit on the suit. And we love the suit. We do.
Big fan.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Mm-hmm.
But Cindy has to realize that the stories we tell are actually true. Including this one. Now, 94KX had, what, an all-90s weekend, right?
Yes, usually the last weekend of every month, they'll do what's called a nothing-but-90s weekend. They'll just play all-90s all weekend long, starting at 3 on Fridays and going all weekend long, right?
Well, you can pick up the story from here.
Okay, I'll do that. We have a Twitter for 94KX. You can give us a follow. Of course, our follow here at the show is at Steve Jones PSU. We also have a 94KX Twitter. And someone over the weekend sent us a tweet and used our 94KX Twitter handle in there and said, love the Nothing But 90s weekend. It the Sirius 90s on 9 channel can't even compare to the 94KX Nothing But 90s weekend. So I thought it was really cool. So I thought
awesome or what?
It's
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. So I decided to share that with the colleagues. I was able. I screen grabbed the tweet that we got,
including upper management.
Upper management. You know, they. I got an instant reply. Nice. Kyle Alexander said, that is awesome. Thanks for sharing. And I figured, yeah, digital media needs to be aware of this situation as well. So I get it to our head of digital media, and the reply I get back from the suit with a sourpuss emoji face, great out of market streaming. Not everybody that streams is here in our own backyard and lives down the block from us. We're worldwide, man. I think it's awesome. There's so many chances that, you know, so many other choices, Cindy, that there's so many other choices that guy out in Minnesota could listen to, and he found us, which is fantastic.
Cindy, this is what we deal with every week.
Week.
Yeah, that's true. I tried to be diplomatic.
Yes, you are. You are.
How's being diplomatic there?
Yes.
I didn't want to say every day like it's some sort of torture. Well, let's think about that for a second.
Yes. You're Luxembourg. Oh. Right.
But
so yeah, they've got, it's pretty cool. Kind of makes the world, you know, the world's a smaller place when it comes to
Cindy. This is what we do. Right? Sean goes out. He, Kyle Alexander, great job. Management loves it. And then there's one dissenting voice because it did not benefit him.
It's all about you, Sue. Just another day in the castle.
Remember, Cindy, when Deb had surgery.
And doing better, and doing better day by day, I might
Day by day. She's doing great.
Yes. Right. Happy for that.
And you and I have talked often making sure how well she's doing.
Yes, you have.
Because you care.
Yep.
Except there was one person in the company whose response was to her face, I've had surgery. What? What are we doing here?
It's like, I'm not holding a scalpel. We're not trying to break you open again. Come on.
You know? Everybody else, is she okay? Is there anything I can do? Can we make something? Bring it over to the house? Anything like that? I've had surgery.
What?
Okay. So, in case you're wondering, all these stories we tell are true.
So I thought I'd share that with our you know, what's happening down the hall with 94KX. Of course, 40th birthday year, off to a great start there. So, but yeah, we're all over Twitter at 94KX. Of course, our Twitter here is at WKOK1070 at Steve Jones PSU. I'm on Twitter as well. My Twitter is at Spinner941. That's S-P-I-N-N-E-R 941. So you can give me a follow as well.
Didn't you do a big event at Front Street Station?
Did. A couple of weeks ago. Had the old school jam a few weeks ago, which was well attended. Terrific evening. And also 94KX was just there last Friday night for a live music event with former members of The Badleys and Breaking Benjamin and the lead singer of Kix. They did a special. It was like an acoustic. It had kind of like a VH1 storyteller's format. There was a question and answer session that Tom Morgan hosted in between songs, which was really, really cool. So that was well attended as well. So yeah, 40th birthday bash down the hall at 94KX. They're just going to celebrate all year long. More great events coming. They're just getting started. So it's fun. It's fun to be part of that.
I know when we brought that up, I've been to Front Street Station. Okay. Yeah. All right, what are you doing here? That's why I enjoyed the holiday party so much. We were one big family that night. All together.
Yep.
All for one, one for all.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the digital media guy.
Well, he had a game that night, so. Oh, well.
I'm not going to that. I'm going to carry the frame.
Well, you'd think we'd learn our lesson. I mean, we told them multiple times, swing by for even if it's just a half hour, 45 minutes. But
I thought we were nice about it.
We were extremely nice about it because we wanted them there. At least, you know, be there for a little bit. Grab a drink and go. And a quick appetizer. But nah. Oh, well.
Well, how many times have you invited him to a Steelers game?
I've lost count. Well over.
And every single time you've been told what?
Pushing 20 years. Oh, he's batting 1,000. It's like, oh, you know how many IndyCar races I can go to compared to, you know, just one Steelers game? It's like, well, yeah, you probably have a point, but I don't care about that. I just want to know if you want to go to a game in Pittsburgh with me.
Like friendship?
Right.
Bonding? It's really great to bond when cars are going, hey, we're bonding. All those quiet moments.
What? You said what? Huh? Talk to me when there's a yellow flag.
Right, exactly. Coming up tomorrow, Joe Marino, NFL draft analyst, is going to be on the show. Thursday, Scott Miller, National Major League Baseball correspondent for Bleacher Report. Basketball coach Nathan Davis on Thursday's show. Friday, the great Jerry Kramer. Oh, do I have a lot of Lombardi questions? I also have some questions about the 50th anniversary of the Ice Bowl. No Jerry Kramer taking on Jethro Pugh. No legend. So
I can't wait for that. That's going to be outstanding.
I'm really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to it. Tomorrow I'll be in East Lansing. I was talking to somebody there today, and they asked me about, they said, you know, every time you turn around, you feel like there's, that's them talking to me, they feel like there's something else. And I said, well, I said, that's what you're going to run into with this. I said, the problem that you're going to have with your coaches is, will be as follows. Every single press conference, that's all anybody's going to want to talk about. I said, I don't care if it's next week for spring football or post-game, spring game, or Big Ten media day, whatever. I said, that's all anybody's going to ask about. I said, so... I said, no matter what success you're having, you could be having, you know, right now you have the fifth-ranked basketball team in the country. I said, how many questions have been about your fifth-ranked basketball team? And they're really good. I mean, it's a big test. And I don't think, and to be honest with you, it doesn't seem like Michigan State has played distracted as a team so far. They didn't play a great first half against Maryland, but so what? They played a great second half. They scored 50 points in the second half, for goodness sakes. But they have not played, I think, to me, like a distracted team. And sometimes you get into a situation like this where there's that us against the world mentality as a team, because they have nothing to do with what's going on with allegations around their campus and things like that. They're just student athletes. But there, have you seen now the new proposal by Iowa State and Baylor with the backing of the Big 12? That if a coach is fired or leaves for another job, that then allows every player on the team the ability to transfer without sitting out a year. Now, it's only a proposal. It is not. It's something they want to talk about, but there are some unintended consequences. See, I haven't made up my mind yet about this, but whenever I'm thinking about such things, I think, okay, what are the pros? And like, the pros are obviously for the athlete to go where they want to go and finish their education and play for whomever they want. Those are the pluses. But there's some unintended consequences as well. We'll get into that today. Neil Coulong today. We got a lot going on. But this transfer proposal, I want to get more into that about the unintended consequences, because I think the pros of it are obvious. And the pros are, of course, giving more power to student athletes. But there are cons as well.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Let's get to this day in sports history. I read history.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, there are 5,000 things we could do with him.
It's only January. Right. We got time.
I know. Well, let's start with something the suit would love, okay? In 1910, work began on the first board track automobile speedway. The track was being built in Playa del Rey, California. In fact, the Playa del Rey 500... No, I'm just kidding. Joe Malone of the Quebec Nordiques scored 7 goals against the Toronto St. Patricks on this date in 1920. The Nords won the game 10-6. Carol Heiss won the Women's Figure Skating Championship. 1994, Natalie Cole sang the national anthem as the Cowboys beat the Bills in Atlanta 30-13. 1994, Dan Jansen of the United States set a world record of 35.76, becoming the first to skate 500 meters in less than 36 seconds. 2000, the Mets announced that Garth Brooks would begin training with the team on February 20th. He led the Mets in hitting that year at 322. No, I'm just kidding. And that is this day in sports history.
Yeah, that would have made the paper.
Somebody was talking about the Pirates the other day. Okay. Okay. I think we have permission to do this. Well, if not, we'll find out.
Have we passed the statute of limitations since Kutch left?
I have to get back to you on that. I'm not so sure.
That's tough. That's going to sting for a while.
Yeah, it is going to sting. See, man, it's, I mean, that is... what they've done is... I mean, they're pretty happy with themselves. I mean, seriously. I mean, internally, they feel like they did well with all of this. But we were able to get an exclusive, a microphone, into the Pirates owners management meeting.
Whoa.
That I think... open the doors to what the philosophy of the team happens to be.
Here's a list of the players we'll be inviting to camp.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are way past their prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are we lost our two best players to free agency. We haven't won a pennant in over 35 years. We haven't placed higher than fourth in the last 15. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off, then.
Courtesy of the movie Major League.
Buccos fans, we're giving you a hug. Oh, man, oh, man.
I don't know. That's kind of a rough owner's meeting. These are the people we're inviting to camp. Okay. We'll find out. That's one of those teams that at the moment you look at the schedule to see who they're playing and say, hey, you know, that's a new team. Maybe I want to go watch the Diamondbacks. How many people are actually going to go watch the Pirates? I don't know. But you know what? Maybe they'll surprise everybody. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe surprise is too mild a term. All right. The transfer rule is being proposed. And it's only a proposal, so this is not a final. That's why I'm really reserving judgment one way or the other. Until I know what is actually in it. And this one I want to see. Oh, we have some very nice comments here. Oh, very, very nice. Appreciate it. Thanks for sending those over, Sean. That's very, very nice.
Yep,
appreciate
not a problem.
It very much.
Yep. Emails available anytime. Steve Jones at WKOK.com.
This one misspelled idiot. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. You're an idiot. You are an. No, what? Wait a minute.
When I copy paste those, I thought I spelled you.
This one signed the suit. No. the transfer rule. Let's get into that for a second. All right. I talked about the pendulum, and there's no question that, let's go back decades, the pendulum was absolutely with universities and coaches, where the players had, or student-athletes, you know, student-athletes, players, whatever term you wish to use. You're there, you had to stay. I mean, it's and let's face it, that's the way it was in every sport, whether it's professional or college. Because baseball, of course, had the reserve clause, and there was no free agency. And in college, if you wanted to transfer, you'd have to sit out, and it was not easy to transfer. And coaches could put together lists. There was a player that finished his career at Iowa named Jared Utoff. He actually had been recruited by, and this is a case within the last, I'd say this happened within the last 7 years, 6 years, where Bo Ryan put together a list of 23 schools he was not allowed to transfer to. Well, that 23 schools included everybody in the Big Ten and included everybody in the ACC. Because Penn State, because the Big Ten has the Big Ten ACC Challenge. So he never wanted to be playing against them. And Udoff fought this tooth and nail. You know, and Bo's defending himself on radio shows and so forth as to why he felt this way about it. And eventually Utoff did transfer. He transferred to Iowa in the conference. And he had a good college basketball career. Jared Udoff was a good college basketball player. But that's the way it was. I can put together a list of schools that you can't transfer. Okay. All right. So that's the power. Now, we've seen since in college, we've seen since certain elements come into play. One is, of course, cost of attendance. So now they're at least getting some, quote, cash in all of this. Every month they're getting a check. Now, it varies by school what cost of attendance is. Penn State turns out it's one of the higher schools in terms of the money they can dole out. And the nutrition stations, which are an absolute. And one of the better parts of that to me always was that walk-ons were included. If you're supposed to get up and sweat with everybody else and you got a locker with like everybody else, you should get training table like everybody else. So I've always felt strongly about that. Now, it does cost universities money. I mean, you know, cost of attendance and fueling stations do cost money. You're talking seven figures. So now we get to the transfer part. We know there have been a lot of transfers, especially grad transfers, in recent years. Grad transfers have been able to transfer without sitting out. Now, there's some logic to that. I mean, look, they've gone to a school, they've done what they were supposed to do. They got their degree. Okay, they're not out of eligibility, but they fulfilled their end of it. They got their degree. Okay. Now, it is not as prevalent in college football as it is in basketball. There is a 40% transfer rate in college basketball. And when you sit there and you look at the proposal on the table, the pros are is that it gives the student athlete freedom, and especially, let's face it, a lot of student athletes, I think, sign with the coach. Yeah, the school's a part of it, but the student athlete signs with the coach. A lot of times. Not always, but a lot of times. So a coach gets fired. All right, now, okay, you know, do I want to go someplace else? Now, that I can see. Or the coach leaves. All right, coach gets fired. I can understand that. You know, suddenly you are looking around saying, this doesn't fit what I do. I don't know this person. And you have to make up your mind as to what your level of comfort is. All right, now let's go with the unintended consequence. And this is all part of the discussion. I'm trying to have a discussion here about this. This is not me making judgment yet. I'm not ready to make a judgment until I actually know what they're going to be voting on. This is just a proposal that was put out. What if a coach leaves and all of a sudden looks around and players go, I'm going to go with him. Okay. Now, remember, in football, it's a little bit different than basketball. The football signing date is after the season. There's a gap between the end of the regular season and the signing date. As we've discussed several times leading into the early signing date, that schools had to make decisions early because with that signing date creeping up, they had to have some elements in place to recruit. Well, what is to keep a coach, and let's just use this as an example, since let's take somebody who's left a job to take another job. Jimbo Fisher would be a guy that did that this year. Florida State to Texas A&M. Now, he takes the job at Texas A&M in early December. Now, remember, you have, at this point, verbals to Texas A&M, but nobody is signed. What is to keep Jimbo Fisher from getting 20 current Florida State players to go to Texas A&M instead of 20 recruits? I'm just using this as an example. What's to keep that from happening? Coach goes from job A to job B and ends up taking a portion of the roster with him. And then what happens to the coach that takes over at Florida State, in this case, Willie Taggart? Say 20 guys leave. Maybe more. Let's say 30 leave. Let's go extreme here. 20 go to Texas A&M, but 10 others. A couple go to Notre Dame, a couple go to Clemson, a couple go to Alabama, whatever. Now you got 30 spots.
Yeah, that could cause a lot of sleepless nights for athletic directors and search committees, depending on what school they're at, and of course, depending on what school then the coaches move to next.
And then, what do you do to compensate for that? Do you still say you're only allowed 25 scholarships when you just lost a senior class? Let's be conservative, say you lose 18, and 30 players transfer. You've now lost 48 players. Well, you're not going to have an 85-man roster of scholarship players under that scenario, would you?
Yeah, depending on the depth and the structure of that specific team,
right,
it just makes you wonder, X number of years, that could set a program back.
Right. Meanwhile, it could be a boom for the team, for the school that hired the guy. Suddenly, let's just keep the example going, and it's only an example. DeAndre Francois transfers and is eligible right away to play for Texas A&M for Jimbo Fisher. Wow. So these are elements that need to be discussed. Should there be a grade point average attached to it? Now, one of the proposals I read had 2.7 or 2.8 and settled on it, so both numbers are in there. You know, what do you do for a school that has mass transfers? Do you give them extra spots in recruiting, or do you still cap it at 25?
So it wouldn't matter on the eliteness of the player? You wouldn't lose any eligibility? You wouldn't lose a year?
None of them would lose a year. They'd be able to play right away someplace. So if say Sean Carey is a great sophomore quarterback, and say Sean Carey's coach Kevin Herr takes the UCLA job. Kevin recruited you. You're in tune with him completely. He takes the UCLA job. You follow him to UCLA, and guess what? You're in spring practice, and you're playing next fall without sitting out a year. That is what this rule proposal entails. So it brings with it several interesting questions about the freedom of student-athlete movement, because now you have to answer questions about, hey, wait a minute, what about the ability of a program to keep existing? Now, there's certainly been times along the way. For example, let's take Rich Rodriguez. There was twofold with Rich Rodriguez. When Rich Rodriguez went to Michigan, he privately talked about, gee, it would have been great if I could have brought Pat White with me, who was his quarterback at the time at West Virginia. And, of course, Pat White wasn't going to transfer. I think Pat White was going into his senior year, and, you know, if he transferred, he wouldn't be able to play. I think he already had a red shirt. So he stayed at West Virginia. Now flip it to the other side. The quarterback he inherited was Ryan Mallett. And Ryan Mallett, of course, is the one that talked openly about, like, why do I have to sit out a year? Because, I mean, this guy comes in here. He didn't recruit me. And he doesn't play a system I play. Completely legitimate conversation about what you're doing. So he ended up transferring to Arkansas, where he did well. He ended up getting drafted, and he's still drawing checks in the NFL. So it's worked out okay for him, but it still brings up legitimate questions. Rich Rodriguez didn't recruit him. Rich Rodriguez doesn't play the kind of football style that Ryan Mallett plays as a drop-back quarterback. You know, I got to get out of here, but, gee, I got to sit out a year too. And I'll tell you what I find with most with most transfers when I've talked to them. Most are fine in the preseason. Most are fine in the non-conference part. When the conference schedule starts to come around or about halfway through the season, they start to get a little, okay, yeah, boy, I really want to play. Man, I'm sick of sitting out. And they kind of hit a wall a little bit. So, I mean, I've seen that happen. So there you are. I mean, those are just some things to think about with the transfer proposal. You know, yeah, obviously go by whatever they end up voting on, because, I mean, this is just a proposal. It's not the final draft. But I think there are at least some elements to think about in coach firings and coach movement. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, we're coming to you from the lot at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf. We had to stop because up on their sign, it says 0% financing for 75 months. We had to check it out ourselves. I mean, it can't be right, but it is. Your interest rate will stay at 0% for 75 months. That's over 6 years. This incredible deal is on 2018 Kia Fortes, Optimus, Sportages, and Serranos. There's also no payments for 3 months. Now, that's the best value you're going to find anywhere. Plus, every Kia offers the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And they have the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, mid-size SUV, and compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality, according to J.D. Power. The sign is true. 0% financing for up to 75 months. Come on, honk if you love it too.
We want to see you in Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
We'll see you here at Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotorskia.com.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com. J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. See dealer for details.
Neil Coulon, next half hour. Tomorrow's show is in East Lansing. The one thing I will say about tomorrow's show is this. I don't know tomorrow how much insight I would be able to give you just by being in East Lansing during the day tomorrow and tonight. I probably will be able to give you much more insight on Thursday's show. The reason being is that we'll go in there tonight and I'll probably get a bite to eat, talk among ourselves. We won't only get a chance to really talk or see anybody. Tomorrow, maybe it's shoot around. I'll be able to, maybe I'll run into a person or two. But the game tomorrow night, I absolutely will see people that over the years I've befriended and at least talk with them and get probably a better feel for what's going on. So, yes, I'll be in East Lansing tomorrow. How much insight I can give to you, but just by merely being there, may not be as extensive on tomorrow's show as one might guess, but I think on Thursday I'll be at least be able to give you a feel for what East Lansing is like by actually then at that point going to the game, being around Tom Izzo a bit, being around other people I know there.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.